Okay, just a brief introduction to Maseches Moed Katan. Just for starters, what does the name mean? Moed Katan, little. Moed actually is from the word of Moed, like Ohel Moed, which is a meeting place. It generally is what we use to refer to the Yom Tovim. And so Moed Katan would be the little Yom Tov. So why are we calling it the little Yom Tov? And the answer is that we just want to do that to distinguish between the Seder, which is called Moed, and the Masechta, which is called Moed. So we call the Masechta Moed Katan and the Seder just plain Moed. But throughout the Masechta, you'll see that the word Moed is used actually to refer to Chol HaMoed, and which is what the Masechta is predominantly about. It's about the halachos that pertain to Chol HaMoed. What kinds of things are acceptable to do on Chol HaMoed, and what kinds of things are not acceptable to do on Chol HaMoed. Now, there is a big machlokas we've shown him, whether the activities that are usher to do on Chol HaMoed are usher on a level deraisa, they're usher biblically, or are they usher on a level derabana, they're usher only rabbinically. You might have imagined that if things are usher only rabbinically, maybe there should be a little bit more flexibility on Chol HaMoed, which is one of the things that's really fascinating within the Masechta. We're not going to go into that, but it's an interesting thing. So, just a basic overview of what the Masechta is about. We know that when we talk about the halachas of Chol HaMoed, there are five general things that we say in halacha that are mutter on Chol HaMoed. For example, we say it's mutter to do things that are letzarech HaMoed, things that are necessary for Yom Tov. We say, number two, it's mutter to do things that are letzarech Ochel Nefesh, that they're necessary in order to make food. Number three, we say that it's mutter to do things that are letzarech Rabim, that are community needs. Number four, we say that things that are for davar ha'avid, in order to prevent a significant loss, you're allowed to do malacha. And five, we say if you're a poel, she'in lo mayochal, you're a worker, a laborer that doesn't have what to eat, so and you need to do a little bit of work in order to get some money, in order to pay for some food, so then there's permissibility to do malacha. And the Mishnayos discuss a number of those cases, a little bit more than that, but it does discuss a number of those cases. Now, when we talk about the opening discussion of the Masechta, is a discussion about Davar Aved, doing Malacha on Chol HaMoed for the sake of preventing a significant loss. And one of the things that we have to figure out is, what kind of labor does it have to involve in order for there to be a problem? In other words, we say that if there's a significant amount of labor involved, then there's no heter anymore. So we have to figure out, how much labor is that? Another point that we talk about in the Masechta is you're not allowed to distract yourself from Simchas Yom Tov. And that could be because you're engaging in something that's sad, or that could be because you're engaging in something happy. For example, someone's getting married, so they are very, very happy on Yom Tov, and that's great, but they are distracting themselves from Simchas Yom Tov. Another thing that we talk about, permissibility in Chol HaMoed, is what about if a person wants to do something in an unprofessional way, right? Let's say a standard Jewish mother, she's not a professional seamstress, but she can sew a little bit. Is it permitted for her to sew on Chol HaMoed? Another idea is, let's say a person needs a little bit of cash in order to pay for some food. So then there are permissibility for him to do activities on Chol HaMoed. And finally, if you take a look at the last paragraph of Moed Katan, there are two things that are usher to do, definitely midrabanan. Those are the isser to shave on Chol HaMoed and the isser to do laundry on Chol HaMoed. And so we have to figure out what are the circumstances in which there would be permissibility to either shave or to do laundry on Chol HaMoed. Another example is there's an isser to write on Chol HaMoed, and so the Mishnah delineates a number of cases where we say that there is heter or there is no heter to write on Chol HaMoed. And finally, the very last thing that the Mishnah discuss is what happens if a person becomes an avil rachman al-islan shortly before Yom Tov. So what happens to their avelis over the course of Yom Tov, over the course of Chol HaMoed? Do they observe anything? What about shloshim? What about shiva? If there's a funeral on Chol HaMoed, do we have the same procession that we have by other funerals? Does a person do kriya, etc.? And then those are a quick overview of just the basic ideas that come up in the Masechta.